You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Pop is losing its rough edges. Not a bad thing. Songs by Death Cab for Cutie, The Decemberists, Not a Surf, and now Matt Pond are more fun to sing along with. It's just a puzzle. Why is so much pop losing so much of its bite? Age? Is there less angst as artists grow up? Let's listen to this sweet tune. It's a tune in which all the angst is in its words. Not the music. It's from Matt Pond, PA, and the song is called Halloween.
Into where the people were on a Saturday night. Seems like it always seems. Where I go, I want to leave. Thought we were doing fine. Started speaking. There is nothing left of my nerves as I lean over to ask her. Pardon the intrusion. Could we leave before it gets bad? I might smash your phone's window. Turns.
Matt Pond, P.A. The P.A. was added to his name after Pond left New Hampshire for Pennsylvania, though Pond and his band are now based in Brooklyn, New York. Eve Miller performs a lovely cello you heard. All this and more can be found on the CD Several Arrows Later. Give me a song with a vocoder every few years, and I'll be happy. You can hear this voice processor on Autobahn by Kraftwerk or Oh Superman by Laurie Anderson. More recently, the Beastie Boys, Intergalactic is the song. Now comes Imogen Heap, the London singer. She saw a vocoder, which is short for voice coder, sitting in a corner of a studio while working on her new record. She says 4.5 minutes later came this song called Hide and Seek.
Where are we? What the hell is going on? The dust has only just begun to fall. Crop circles in the carpet, sinking feeling. Spin me round again and rub my eyes. This can't be happening when busy streets amiss with people would stop to hold their hands. Trains and sewing machines, all those years, they were here first. Oily marks appear on walls where pleasure moments hung before the takeover, the sweeping insensitivity of this still love. What you say? Oh, that you only meant well, well, 'cause you did. What you say? That it's all for the best, 'cause it is. What you say? That it is what we need. You decided this. What you say? What did she say?
You don't care a bit. You don't care a bit.
Hide and Seek by the London singer Imogen Heap. Her CD's called Speak for Yourself. Having featured so many of the new crop of Canadian bands on the past few All Songs Considered, an email came to us recently asking how we missed the new pornographers. Earlier in the year, we featured solo music from the band's founder, A.C. Newman. But more than a few listeners say it was the new pornographers album that should be on the show. A.C. Newman, or Carl Newman, and his band from Vancouver put out their third CD called Twin Cinema in August. Let's listen to The Bones of an Idol by the new pornographers. The vocalist is Nico Case.
We're lit by a torch as we kneel in the court of the king. As we sift through the bones of an idol, we dig for the bones of an idol when the will is gone. 'Cause something keeps turning us on.
Nico Case taking the lead vocals on that tune from the new pornographers. The CD's called Twin Cinema, and that tune was The Bones of an Idol. This year, we have seen pop music come to the aid of hurricane victims and tsunami victims. There's now a long history of music benefits to aid farmers, aid sufferers, and more. You can trace the roots of musicians rallying to help those in need to two men, Ravi Shankar and George Harrison. The Concert for Bangladesh in 1971 set out to raise money for the starving people of Bangladesh, and the origins of that first huge aid benefit at Madison Square Garden can be heard in the words George Harrison wrote in the song Bangladesh. The opening line always feels so powerful and simple to me. My friend came to me with sadness in his eyes. He told me that he wanted help before his country dies. Harrison quickly assembled a lineup of great friends and musicians. The two concerts in one afternoon raised $250,000 and has gone on to raise more than $15 million since the original 1971 LP release. And now, 4 years after George Harrison passed away, the Concert for Bangladesh continues to raise money. That sum total should increase, with the concert being issued on DVD and two CDs. Let's listen to this inspired song, still potent and relevant all these years later.
Sadness in his eyes told me that he wanted help
Bangladesh featuring Eric Clapton on guitar, Billy Preston and Leon Russell on the keyboards, Klaus Voormann on bass, Ringo Starr and Jim Keltner were played the drums. The saxophone was by Jim Horn. There are also performances by Bob Dylan and Ravi Shankar. About the time George Harrison put together his benefit concert for Bangladesh, Jeff Lynne, who later became Harrison's friend and producer, was making a bold, sometimes bombastic record called Message from the Country. Lynne, along with Roy Wood and Bev Bevan, were in a band called The Move. The band was inspired by the Beatles, particularly songs like Paperback Writer and I Am the Walrus, though they took those musical ideas into a realm of their own. Message from the Country was always a favorite of mine, and now it too has just been reissued, along with bonus tracks. It still feels in a class of its own. Let's listen to the title track from The Move.
Yeah.
The Move, a band that would later morph into the Electric Light Orchestra. That song from 1971 was the title track called Message from the Country. You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. From Mark Byrd and Andrew Thompson comes an ambient-driven guitar record called Stranded Under Endless Sky. The duo call themselves Hammock. They work out of Tennessee. They write music in the spirit of Japanese art. It's simple by form, but it's full of complexity in its tone and its timbre. Let's listen to the title track from their EP called Stranded Under Endless Sky. Thank you. That's Mark Bird and Andrew Thompson, the duo called Hammock. Hammock was also featured on All Songs Considered's Open Mic. Open Mic is a place for unsigned and original artists. You can find a link to Open Mic on the All Songs Considered homepage. And we've just launched an Open Mic podcast. You can subscribe to it, and each day, a new great unknown tune will find its way automatically to your computer, and you can transfer it then to your portable music player. That's the new Open Mic, now also a podcast. Some exquisite music now from the hands of Christopher Rousset. Rousset performs on the harpsichord, and on a new 2-CD set, he plays the music of Bach. These are the pieces Bach composed for his son, and the 69 pieces of music are collectively known as Klavierbüchlein for Wilhelm Friedemann. Christopher Rousset performing the music of Bach on a gorgeous pair of CDs called Klavierbüchlein for Wilhelm Friedemann. Brent Watkins is one of so very many children inspired by the music from the film The Sting. That music is, of course, by Scott Joplin. Watkins was a youngster when he first heard it, and now he has a CD tracing some of the great turn-of-the-century composers that he says revolutionized popular music. The CD Heroes of Parlor Town, Volume 1, has music from composers Scott Joplin, Joseph Lamb, James P. Johnson, and this tune by U.B. Blake from 1910. It's called Poor Katy Red. I'm Bob Boylan. It's NPR's All Songs Considered.